you're on a dating app, you might want to get rid of it, because I'm being told by this article, at least in the New York Post this morning, that dating apps are done.
Yeah?
The new hot single scene? Pickleball courts. That's where all the action is. You take it to the pickleball court, and before you know it, love time. Reading here a piece from Allison Kruger in the New York Post. Talk about a pickup game. The city's pickleball courts have become hotspots for Gen Zs and millennials looking to play and find love without hitting the bars or logging onto Hinge.
Okay, so you got young people doing this.
Sure. Christina Ali is 25 years old, and she tells the Post, quote, "There are good-looking people here, so you never know what's going to happen."
And there's some beasts.
She plays every Sunday morning on the pickleball court, and she says, "Everyone is very friendly and competitive, but in a good way. It gives us all something to talk about."
You would think Sunday morning, you would think older people would be there playing on Sunday morning.
Yeah, because younger people are too tired
from Saturday night.
Yeah, maybe. Unlike tennis, where you have to show up with an opponent, in pickleball, you often play with strangers, either competing against them or rotating in when there's an open spot on someone's side. The small confines of a pickleball court are also conducive to chatting and flirting, as is the more low-key vibe of pickleball. A 26-year-old who lives in the West Village, Mackenzie Collins, tells the Post, quote, "You can talk during pickleball games. It's a more casual sport." Pickleball, that's the way to go. Here's a story here of a guy who beat someone at pickleball and thought she was hot. He says, "I was on a streak. I was winning every game, and all of a sudden she came on and
dominated
me. And I was like, who is that girl?" And I asked her for her number. Love on the pickleball court.
What is it called? What is a...
I don't think it costs anything.
It's not a racket. What is it? What's it called? The pickleball what?
Paddle?
Paddle. Okay, pickle.
Is it a pickle
what is
paddle?
What is the whole setup for a pickleball paddle and a ball cost you?
I don't think it's that pricey. Unless you want to, you know.
Because you probably need a pickleball paddle.
Yeah.
And then you need a ball.
A pickleball.
And then you also need,
yeah,
probably have a little carrier that you put your pickleball stuff in.
I'm looking here at a set of paddles with the balls and everything.
Yeah.
$30.
Oh, well, that's not awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm not looking to get dates, but that could be fun to take the wife out for some pickleball. You can play against each other or as a double, huh?
Just try it in the backyard first.
Well, you need to be on a court, buddy. You can't just play pickleball in your backyard.
Just keep the ball.
You're thinking of badminton.
There you go.
When we were filming a couple of weeks ago in Cedar Rapids, in downtown Cedar Rapids, there's a brand new, and it's a giant place that is right next to the new Big Grove Brewery there. They've got a place they call the Pickleball Palace. A massive space where Cedar Rapidians go, and they play pickleball. And they've got, like, you know, beer all over the place. So, like, you can have beers and play pickleball. And I think, well, that looks like it could be a lot of fun.
It's the Pickleball Power Hour.
Welcome. Is it called Pickleball Palace or just... No, it's just called... Oh, I apologize. It's just called the Pickle Palace. That's even better.
I'd like to take you home to the Pickle Palace.
Right? I mean, how's that for an opening line?
From pickleball.
How about this weekend I take you to the Pickle Palace?
From pickleball to tickleball.
Why, I never. No, I mean, it's a sport I want to play. Oh. I've never been so insulted in all my life. Yeah, the Pickle Palace in Cedar Rapids, there's three floors of pickleball courts.
Three floors?
Yeah, it's huge, man. It's huge. You go to this, it's Kingston Yard is the neighborhood there in Cedar Rapids. It used to be a different neighborhood, but then that when the flood happened all those years ago, it just basically wiped everything out. So they've built this very cool kind of entertainment zone there. And so you've got this Big Grove Brewery's got their own place there, and it's built like a basically like a European beer hall. And right next to it is the three-story Pickle Palace.
How about this? As opposed to getting rid of the dating app, why don't you? Mm-hmm. Why don't they have a pickleball app where you can find people,
Pickle Pals,
to play pickleball with you? Huh? What do you think of that idea?
I think it was dumb of you to say it on the radio because someone else is going to do it now and be a billionaire.
Basically, you can go.
Someone's going to take your idea and make all this money.
Take a look at profiles of people.
Yes.
Would you like to play pickleball with
Pickle
me?
Pals. Let's be pickle pals. And you could serve them on the app. And if they hit it back to you, that means you've got a date to
and
go play
pickleball.
And then
the next thing you know, then you just then after you say, yes, I'll play, then you... You do an invitation for a time and place, and you're off and running.
Although, I think that kind of is against the whole point. I think you just show up to play pickleball.
You can't reserve a court?
I think you just play with whoever's there, but I don't know. I've never played. But I think I'm gonna. So help me, I think I'm gonna get a pickleball set here. I think it'd be fun. I know that locally there's a pickleball group, a Quad City pickleball group. You always see them at the turn when you're running the Bix, when you're coming back onto Brady Street. They've got this thing set up like, hey, come play pickleball with us. Not too far from where the ukulele group is at. That's another thing I want to take up. This summer, I'm either going to take up ukulele or pickleball or both.
You could probably... have a pickleball paddle that is a ukulele on one side and a pickleball paddle on the other.
Darren, can I ask you a question?
Huh? Just play pickleball with the ukulele, the back of a ukulele.
I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to answer me honestly. Give me some truth.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any bad ideas?
No. I've also
every word out of your mouth this morning
is gold.
Is 24 karat gold.
You're going to enjoy this one then. A new game to play in the backyard.
Yeah.
Goodmitten.
Explain.
It's the opposite of badminton. It's better than badminton.
Consider yourself zinged.
The zing of the day.
Can we get Shirley Bassey to sing the theme
exactly.
song?
Exactly. Why play badminton when you can play goodmitten?
Goodmitten! We're playing in our backyard. It's not that hard. Good mitten.
I know.
I mean, you're on a roll, is what I'll say.